Today's daf is Bechoris daf Membeis, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So the topic of the daf has been Mum Kavua, Mum Oiver, specifically how they would impact the halachas of a Bechor. But the Mishnah in the end of daf Mem Aleph digressed a little bit, and the Mishnah discussed what would happen if a kosher animal gives birth to a firstborn child that is not a zachar, it's not an akeva, but rather is either a tumtum or an adroigenes. Now, tumtum and adroigenes loosely are considered in halacha as safik zachar, safik nekeva. Stating that, as we're going to see in today's daf in great detail, it's a lot more complicated than that. And really, the first thing we have to understand is the metzias. So a tumtum is a person, or in our sugya, an animal, where the makim ha'erva is covered in a way where it is impossible for us to determine whether this animal is a zachar or this animal is an akeva. Meaning it's either a zachar or an akeva. We just have no way of determining. And it's for that reason, from our perspective, we have no choice other than to view it as a safek. Maybe it's a zachar, maybe it's an akeva. L'chumra, you would always have to view the possibility that it's a zachar and an akeva, and follow the Shulchan Aruch based on whatever the halachas of sveikis would tell you. An adroigenes is, in our sugya, an animal that has the simonim of both a zachar and an akeva. So a tumtum is a zachar or an akeva. We simply don't know which one it is. An adroigenes is much more complicated from an anatomy perspective, in that the adroigenes has the positive simen of a zachar, it has the positive simen of an akeva. And again, it leaves us with sort of a safek. What do you do with this adroigenes? Do you treat it like a zachar, or do you treat it like an akeva? Regardless, as it relates to our sugya, which is the halachas of Bechairis, the Mishnah said, three shittas hatanoim. What happens if an animal gives birth to a tumtum or an adroigenes? Tanakama shita was that a tumtum and adroigenes cannot be eaten loy b'mikdash v'loy b'bedina. The reason is we treat them both as safik zachar, safik nekeva. On the tzad, it's a zachar, you can't eat it b'medina. It has kedushas b'char, it's going to be shchutei chutz. On the tzad that it's in a keva, you can't bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, because you can't be makriv of b'char nekeva in the Beis HaMikdash. As a result, what you're left with is a safik, misafik, you can't eat it. Rabbi Shmuel was the second sheet in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Shmuel said that, no, I see this a little bit differently. It actually is possible for you to go ahead now and eat this. What you can do is eat it, bigvulin. How so? Because what are the two tzadim? Maybe it's a zachar, maybe it's in a keva. On the tzad that it's in a keva, it has no kedushas bachar, you can do whatever you want with it. The problem is it might be a zachar. Now, if it was, you knew for sure it was a zachar, you'd bring it as a carbon. The problem is, it's only maybe a zachar. But says Rabbi Shmuel, even on the tzad that it's a zachar, it can't be better than a zachar that has a mum. Because on the tzad that it's a zachar, the adroigenes, the fact that it has the siman in the keva, would render the animal a baal mum. Ein lecha mum gadol mizeh. So it's for that reason, said Rabbi Shmuel, as it relates to the adroigenes, that's important, not the tumtum, but as it relates to the adroigenes, you'd be able to eat it. The tumtum, you're right, you can't eat. Not bin mikdash, not bin medina, he agrees with the Tanakhama. But as it relates to the adroigenes, you'll be able to eat it bin medina. Why? Because manashach, if it's in a keva, you can do whatever you want with it. And even if it's a zachar, it has a mum. Now what's the halacha? These are the sugis that we're learning. That if it has a mum kavua, you could eat it bin medina, and the simone in a keva, in luchamum gadol mizeh, it's for that reason, says Rabbi Shmuel, that an adroigenes, you'd be able to eat outside. The third shita, who said, they said, and it's not clear from the Chachamim whether they're referring only to adroigenes or to tumtum as well. That will be the topic of today's daf. But regardless, just reading the Chachamim shita, the Chachamim say, I disagree with you, Tana Kama, who says you can't eat the tumtum and adroigenes and all. I disagree with you, Rabbi Shmuel, who says that I treat it as a bechar zachar that has a mum, which means that I can eat it begvulin, but it still has some kedushas bechar. For example, it's going to be also begiza v'avoida. My shita is that it's mutter even begiza v'avoida. It's not a bechar at all, elo nigzas v'nefer. Why? So Pashit, the Pshad and the Shita Sachachamim is because the Chachamim didn't view this Tumtum and Adroigenes as a Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva, but rather they viewed it as a Beriyah B'fnei Atzman. They viewed it as a new creature, a new type of metzias that is completely removed from kedushas bechar. So just like in a keva, a firstborn in a keva doesn't have any kedushas bechar. It's muta begitzvah. You can do whatever you want with it. So too, a firstborn, maybe tumtum and androgynous, as we'll see in the daf now, is going to be treated that way as well. So again, the Mishnah is talking about tumtum and androgynous. That's the first confusing part. There's three shittas in the Mishnah. It relates to the three shittas. One shittah is you can't do anything. The second shittah is you can eat it b'medina, but there's a nisa giz of avoid. Third shittah is it's even mutter b'giz of avoid. Are these three shittas referring to tumtum, androgynous, both, only one? So again, it's a little bit confusing just even reading the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to be pretty intense, and these sugyas of Tumtum and Adroigenes really come up in many places in Shas. It's discussed in Perek Ha'ar, the Masechta Yevamos, and really it comes up very, very often. Usually when you're talking about a Tumtum and Adroigenes, you're talking about it in the context of a human being. What's unique about this sugya is we're discussing Tumtum and Adroigenes from the context of Behemoth. If we have time at the end of the daf, we'll see that there are differences in the sugya, perhaps, of tumtum and adroigenes as it relates to an adam and as it relates to a behemah. Regardless, the Gemara picks up with the shitas ha-chachomim in the Mishnah, where the chachomim said that the tumtum and adroigenes are enoi b'char, elo nigzas v'nevan. Again, the emphasis of nigzas v'nevan means it has zero kedushas b'char. You view it as a nikev. Rav Chizda said, machlekes b'adroigenes, the shitas ha-chachomim in the Mishnah is only regarding adroigenes, meaning the chachomim hold that an adroigenes is viewed as a b'ri b'fnei atzmai. So it's like a nekeva from a Bechar standpoint. And just like a Bechar, nekeva has zero Kedushas Bechar, so to the Adroigenes is going to have zero Kedushas Bechar. Ava b'tumtum, as it relates to tumtum, Divri Yakol Sveik, Chom never said the Shita. A tumtum is not a berry with me'atzmai. A tumtum, we just have a suffix. We don't know what it is. Because the area is covered, so we don't know if it's a Zachar or a nekeva. So what do? You treat it like an ordinary suffix. In other words, Rav Chizda said, Chomim, I'm not saying any Chiddush as it relates to tumtum. In fact, according to Rav Chizda, there's no machloikis in the Mishnah at all how to treat a tumtum. The Tanakama, Rabbi Yishmael, and the Chachamim all agree that you treat the tumtum as a safek, and as a result, you can't bring it in the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, you can't eat it begvulin, you can't do anything with it. It's enoi necha loy b'mikdash v'loy b'medina. There's no shaila with regards to the tumtum. The whole machloikis in our Mishnah is all with regards to the adroigenes. The Tanakama holds, you view the adroigenes also as a safek zacha safek nekeva. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, you view it at worst as a zacha with a mum, therefore you'd be able to eat it, albeit begvulin. And the Chachamim Shita is that the adroigenes is a beria bifnei atzmai. But Rava told Rav Chizda that if you're right, that even the Chachamim Shita is that a tumtum is a safek, not a beria bifnei atzmai, then I'm going to throw at you now a bunch of brises that I'm not going to be able to understand. That loch should be that if somebody takes upon himself and he says that I am donating to Hekdesh the value of this adroigen, of this tumtum, the halacha should be that erichin should be chal misafik. Alam atanya, why do we learn in a brayso? Hazachar erichin applies to a zachar, but like tumtum, the adroigenes. Meaning, bishlam if a tumtum is a beria b'fnei atzmai. So I'll tell you, this brayso is going according to the chacham. The third shita in the Mishnah over here in Mesechtes Bechayres, and as a result, if someone takes upon himself the erich of a tumtum, he's potter because the Torah doesn't talk about what you're supposed to do if you take upon yourself the erech of a tumtum. Torah says if you take upon a zachar, you pay X amount of dollars. That's your obligation. That's your erechin obligation now to the Beis HaMikdash. If a tumtum was a suffix zachar, then misafik, you'd have to give that amount. If a tumtum's a beria b'fnei atzmai, so it's not a suffix zachar, Torah doesn't give a number for a tumtum. As a result, you're going to be excluded. The problem is if even the chachamim hold that a tumtum is not a beria b'fnei atzmai. The chachamim, who are the author of the shita beria b'fnei atzmai, said it only by adroigenes, not by tumtum, like Rav Chizda said. So then, who's the tana of this brisa? Who holds that if somebody takes upon himself the erech of a tumtum, he's potter? A tumtum is mernished a safik zacher, safik nekeva. So why should you be potter? And you have a drusha being memaye tumtum. And the way Rashi's moisef beer in the Gemara, mi'ika sveika kameshmaya, even on the biblical level, it doesn't even make sense to be talking about a tumtum if a tumtum's not a beri b'fnei atzmai. It's just a suffix for us mortals. But on the deraisa level, why would the Torah even talk about this tumtum? So the Gemara says, right, something we can't tumtum. Just erase the word tumtum from this braisa, and the braisa is not being memayed a tumtum. What do you do with a tumtum? I don't know. You treat it like a suffix. But in terms of what the miut of the braisa is not being memayed a tumtum because there is no sveika kav nishmaya. A tumtum at the end of the day is not excluded be'etzem What the Bryce is excluding is Adroigenes, and the Bryce is going according to the Chachonim, the third sheet in our Mishnah that holds that Adroigenes is a berry b'fnas. But Toshma, the safe of that Bryce, I would think that if somebody takes upon himself the erichin of a tumtum, so you're right, he's excluded from the word hazachar. He doesn't have to pay the erich of an ish, but maybe he should have to pay the erich of an ish. Talmud loymar, it says hazachar, and then it says im nekeva, and from im nekeva we learned that not only doesn't he give the erich of an ish, but he also doesn't give the erich of an nekeva. V'loy tumtum. But it's the same kasha. Why be memayda a tumtum? A tumtum is merely a suffix. So vishloima, if the chachamim who hold adroigenes is buried b'fnei atzmai holds that tumtum is also buried b'fnei atzmai, so it would be memayda tumtum because it's a buried b'fnei atzmai. Kamash malon that it's completely excluded from the laws of erichin. But if tumtum is a suffix zach, a suffix nekeva, why is the Torah being memayda? Number one, miikas veikah kamishmaya, and why is it mismayed? L'chura, mi suffik, you should either be Zachar or Nekeva. So Gemara says, you're right, some may become Tumtum. Toshma, another kasha. Im Zachar, im Nekeva. This is referring to the carbon shlomo. So some carbonites had to be of a certain gender. An oila, for example, had to be a Zachar. A chatas, almost every chatas had to be a Nekeva. There's a few exceptions. But most chatas had to be a Nekeva. A shlomim could be either a zachar or a nekeva. Says the Braisa, zachar vade nekeva vados. The loy tumtum adroigenes, that although it's true that the shlomim had to be a zachar or a nekeva, but at the same time a tumtum or an adroigenes cannot be brought as a carbon shlomim. Meaning you would have thought that manavshach, zachar or nekeva, either way I could bring it. Kamash want a posik? The posik's memai tumtum and adroigenes. What's the kasha? A posik be memai the tumtum? Right, take the word tumtum out. Meaning, bishlam if tumtum's a berry b'fnei atzmoi. So, just like we're b'memayit adroigenes, you need a pasuk to be memayit this new creature called tumtum. But if tumtum is not a berry b'fnei atzmoi, it's just a suffix, and we don't know. So, why do I need a pasuk to be memayit that? Again, seven teres. Tashma, zachar v'loy nekeva. This is regarding the carbon oila. So, the oila had to be a zachar. And it says twice, if you recall from yesterday's daf, that the oila had to be a carbon zachar. So, it says it once. Zachar v'loy nekeva. K'shoy b'lamat zachar. She'in tamad loymar. It didn't have to say it a second time. Ma tamad loymar. Hitzi tumtum v'adroigenes. Again, it's coming to exclude even a tumtum v'adroigenes. What's the kasha? You're being memayit a tumtum. If a tumtum is mernish the suffix, mi yikis veik a kamishma is a bishlam. Again, if the chachamim shita in our mission is that a tumtum is a very bifnei atzmoy. So it would be memayit a tumtum because the very for a chizda said the chachamim never said it b'negeya tumtum. They only said it regarding adroigenes. The Gemara says something you can't tumtum. Toshma, I never v'am muktav esem v'abchim v'tumtum v'adroigenes. Kudum v'tamim v'gadum v'avei zabliya. This is a slightly more complicated case. The context is a kohen was doing malika with an oif in the Beis HaMikdash. And he did malika with an oif that was pasul akrav. The Braisa just mentioned examples of oifis that are pasul akrav. If it was never a mukta, it was an esnan mechir, a tumtum or an adjuroigenes. So the halach is being that the pasul akrav, the malika renders the oif a nevela. And as a result, it has the unique tumah that every oif nevela has, which is its metame begodim abeis ablif. If somebody swallows it, the clothing that he's wearing becomes tum. Rebbe Eliezer argues, and he says tumtum v'adjeroigenes ein metame begodim abeis ablif. I disagree. It's true for a nevan a muktza esan a mechir, but tumtum v'adjeroigenes, if a kohen would do malika with an oif tahar that just so happens to be a tumtum v'adjeroigenes, it's not going to be nevela. There's not going to be tumas begodim abeis ablif. Why? Chayyur Rebbe Eliezer oimer kamakut shenam azachor nekeva tum v'yitzit tumtum v'adjeroigenes b'meneh v'oif hayu v'loy nema boy zachor nekeva right tamus v'zach. Doesn't say anywhere zachar or nekeva by a knife. So it's for that reason, einat moitzi tumtum v'adroigenes b'neim. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is that a tumtum and adroigenes are not possible to be brought as a knife, and it's for that reason, Rabbi Eliezer says that the kohen would do malika with an oif that's a tumtum and adroigenes, there'd be no tumas begodim abeis ablia, because it's a good malika, it's not a nevela. It's because Rabbi Eliezer holds that a tumtum and adroigenes akosha lakrova when it comes to a knife. What do we want from here? Rabbi Eliezer's lashon was kol mokem shenema zocher nekeva atamaitzi tumtum adroigenes. Really, every time it says zocher nekeva, you might see tumtum. Why you might see tumtum? Because a tumtum's not a zocher nekeva. Yes, it is. It's either a zocher or a nekeva, but it's a suffik. Yeah, it's a suffik for us. But it's not a suffik for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Same kasha. Me ikas veka kamishma. I understand why you need a pasuk zocher nekeva
normally would be Mimayra Joyganis, because a Joyganis is a Beri Bifnei Atzma. So if it says Zachar and a Keva, it excludes a Joyganis. But Tumtum, if it's not a Beri Bifnei Atzma, so you'll tell me, no, the price is the Chachamim, who says Tumtum is a Beri Bifnei Atzma. Because said, but the Chacham never said it regarding Tumtum. They only said it about a Joyganis. Again, the Gemara says, some of you can't Tumtum. You're right. He didn't mean Tumtum. We're not being Mimayra Tumtum and Zachar and a Keva. Tashma, another Kasho, Rabbi Lazar, Oimer, Hatrefa. What does this mean? Like Deutsch von Magdisha. But Mashmo, like Deutsch mit Tmura. Can't get Kedushas Tmura. Vodo Magdisha and Lassus Tmura. And you can't make something Tmura from it. But again, you have a Braisa that's being Memaid. Tumtum. So the Gemara says, how many can Tumtum? Toshma, Rav Lazar, Oymer, Chamisha. There are five psulim that like Deutsch and like Magdisha. Same halacha regarding Tmura. The Elohein, Atrefa Vakalayim, the Yoitze Doifim, the Tumtum Vatroigenes. Again, it mentions Tumtum. The Chite, Machin, Ami, Sami, Mikan Tumtum. You're going to tell me, maybe the word Tumtum doesn't belong here. The problem is, over here, the Tana counted for us. The Tana did the back of the envelope arithmetic. And the Tana said five. And if we're going to remove Tumtum, Havalu Arba, it's only going to be four. And if it's only going to be four, then the number is wrong. So sometimes you can say, yeah, the Tana threw Tumtum together with the Nadragonis because they sort of come together, right? Even though, if you want to be a little bit more precise in some of the aforementioned prices, really Tumtum doesn't belong based on all the things that we're learning right now. But the problem is here, you can't say that it was a mistake. Because if the word Tumtum is a mistake, then the number five is also a mistake. Now we're pushing it already. That's not mistaber. So the Gemara says, no, really, the Tana said five, and really Tumtum doesn't belong there. Aye, if you do the math, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Zok the Gemara, name, apik Tumtum, the ayol yasim, remove Tumtum, and enter yasim. A yasim, an animal that's a yasim, it's possible like Rafa. What does that mean? So Rashi says, because being that it says in the Torah, quoting the Gemara in the Sechtes Chulin, that after an animal is born, so for 7 days it should be tachas imoy, and just like a child has resmila on the 8th day, it's only be a mashmidi v'holi yeiratze, it's only from the 8th day forward. So if it doesn't have a mother, that it can be tachas for the first 7 days of its life, the halacha is that it's possible akrava. The bottom line is, Tumtum does not belong in this braisa. So again, we had the Chachamim Shita Mishnah, where the Chachamim said that if a bechor gives birth to a Tumtum and an Adroigenes, the halacha is the animal has no kedusha at all. It has zero kedusha. It's as if it was in a keva. And just like in a keva, you can shecht it wherever you want. Just like in a keva, there's no iser gizav avoida. The same would be true for a Tumtum and an Adroigenes. What's the svara? L'chaira, Tumtum and Adroigenes, isn't it a suffix? Maybe it's a zacher. On the side it's a zacher, this kedusha's bachar. You shouldn't just be allowed to do whatever you want with it. At the very least, you should have to wait until it develops a mum. And even if after it develops a mum, there should be an Issa Giz of Avoida. The Teretz is a Chachamim hold that it's Beria Bifnei Atzma. Stating that, Rav Chisda said that the Mishnah is very misleading. Because when you read a Mishnah, it sounds like the Chachamim are talking both about the Tumtum and the Adroigenes. But really, it's not true. The Chachamim only said their halacha by the Adroigenes. There was never a machloikis when it comes to Tumtum. But Tumtum divrei akol sfeigu. The Tanakama, Rabbi Shmuel, and the Chachamim, all three Shittas in the Mishnah agreed about a Tumtum that it's a Safek. And the Chachamim were never opining regarding Safek or regarding Tumtum. What they were saying was, as relates to an Adroigenes, there the halacha is going to be that it's a Beri Bifnei Atzma. But a Tumtum is zikr not a Beri Bifnei Atzma. Zok the Gemara, even though Rav Chisda said that, and we literally had to edit 6 or 7 brises to make sense of what Rav Chisda said. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says, Lei miketanoi, I think it's really totally a machloikis tanoi. I mean, Rav Chisda said it. But really, it's not so posh. It would seem to be a machloikis tanoi. Rabbi Loi, Oimer, what's this? Machloikis tanoi. Rabbi Loi, Zasem Yishom, Rabbi Shmuel. Adroigenes becharu, umu moimoi. This is Rabbi Shmuel, Lashitasai. This is Rabbi Shmuel that we have in our Mishnah. Chachamim moimrim, the Chachamim said, Ein kedushachala. This is the Chachamim in our Mishnah. Stating that in this braisa, there's a third shita. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Oimer, Mishum, Rav Shimon, Harei Oimer, Hazach. It says, regarding a Bechor Hazachor, Bechor Makam Shinem Hazachor, Eini Elu Lahoitzi, Tumtum Ve'adroigenes. What do you see from Rav Shimon ben Yehuda? The third shita, who said in Bishum, Rav Shimon ben Yechai, by the way. But what's this third shita? That, Kol Makam Shinem Hazachor, Eini Elu Lahoitzi, Tumtum Ve'adroigenes, which sounds like he's saying, that not only is an Adroigenes going to have zero kedushas bechor, but a tumtum also not. Zokti gemar v'chite mesalmi mikan tumtum. You're going to give me the same answer to this shitas from Rabbi Yehuda, like we said, for all the prices that we already mentioned. But the problem is, if you're going to take out the word tumtum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Hainu Rabbanon, there, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda and Rabbanon, I'll give you the same shita. Again, let's go through the brisa more carefully. The brisa has three shitas, but they don't mirror the three shitas of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had three shitas that we've mentioned already five times this morning. This is a different three shitas. The first shita is Rabbi Shmuel shita, right? The brisa starts with the second shita of our Mishnah. So the brisa's one was our Mishnah's two. Rabbi Shmuel says, Adroiginis Becharhu Umumay. Very straightforward. Shmolah shitasa. The Chachamim say, Yushachal Olaf. Second sheet of the Braisa was the third sheet of our Mishnah. But now there's another sheet in the Braisa. What's the other sheet? That it says, Zachar, Vechal Mokim Shinema Zachar, in El Lahoitzi Tum Tum Adjoigenes. It sounds like the Chachamim Shita. Lahoitzi, you're completely excluded from the parish. So what's that sheet of being Moisef on the Chachamim? What's the three sheetas? It's Shtayim Shem Shloisha. It sounds like two shittas, but it's three shittas, because you have Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum, Rav Shimon ben Yechai. No, not like the Chachamim. What do you mean not like Chachamim? He said exactly what the Chachamim said. Oh, but there's one nuance, there's one difference. The word tumtum, that's the only difference. So if the word tumtum belongs there, then that's the machlekes. But if you're going to take the word tumtum out, then there's going to be no machlekes between the second and third shittah. Right, Zok Tegmar, V'chit, Emesami Mikan Tumtum, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Hainu Rabbonon, El Lav Tumtum Mikvein Ayu, the Nafki Mina must be Tumtum, the Tanakama Sova, the Tanakama holds, Ein Kedusha Chol, all of it. Adroiginis, Aval Tumtum Sveik, Tanakama, meaning the Chachamim, the second sheet of this Braisa, holds, like Rav Chizda said, that it's only regarding Adroiginis that we say Beri Bifnei Atzmoy. As it relates to Tumtum, it's a Sofik. V'kadish Misveik. V'as Rav Shimon Yehuda Lameim, Atumtum Berihu, V'loi Kadish. But Al Koponim, so you see, Rav Chizda's Halacha is totally the Machlaikis. It's really a Machlaikis. Tanam, the Gemara says, like, the Kuliyama, I'll tell you, Tumtum Beri Loim Nesafka. It's pashit, then nobody has a tzad that a tumtum is a beri b'fnei atzma. Rather, zachar and a keva hu de masafka. The only suffix you have by a tumtum is whether it's a zachar and a keva. But there's no beri b'fnei atzma possibility when you're dealing with a zachar, when you're dealing with a tumtum. If that's the case, what's the machloikis between the Chachamim and Reb Shimon ben Yehuda? Zok de Gemara, matul mayim b'makum zachros. In the event that this tumtum, when it urinated, when it was matal mayim, it did so in the place that a zachar does so. The kuliyam liptik zachar. Everybody agrees it's a zachar. Ki pligi. When is there machloikis? But matal mayim, but makom nachas. In the event that when it urinated, it did so in the place that an animal that's in a cave would do so. Mar savar chayshin on shem nefcha zachrusay lenachvusay. The first shita, the Chachamim, in the Braisa holds, that just because it's being matal mayim like in a keva, doesn't mean for sure that it's in a keva. And it's for that reason, you still have to treat it like a safek. Mar safek, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda holds, loy chayshino. We're not concerned that maybe, although it's being matal mayim like in a keva, really it's a zachar, but somehow the zachrus, which is covered with nefach, because of what's covering it, to the point that when it urinates, it ends up urinating like in a keva. That's not something we're worried about. And as a result, he holds that a tumtum, even where it's matal mayim, where it's matal mayim, but makom nakfus, is going to be completely excluded. Meaning, it's poshet, says the Gemara, there's a machlekes in this braisa between the Chum and Reb Shimon and Yehuda with regards to a tumtum. The Gemara thought, what's the machlekes? Is a tumtum a very bifnei atzmai? Is a tumtum not a very bifnei atzmai? Meaning, Rav Chizda's chiddush. The Gemara says, no. Rav Chizda is off limits. You can't touch Rav Chizda. There's no one in the world that holds that a tumtum is a very bifnei atzmai. A tumtum is always going to be a safek. Stating that, in this Gemara, there's a tremendous chiddush in the laws of tumtum. I mean, it's a Gemara. And that is that there is a way to determine whether a tumtum is a zachar or an akeva. You look at how it urinates. How is a matomayim? If it's matomayim like a zachar, it means it's a zachar. If it's matomayim like an akeva, now we're ready to shayla. One man domar says, if it's matomayim like in a keva, must be it's in a keva. The other man domar says, no. If it, just because it's matomayim like in a keva, doesn't mean it's in a keva, because shema nefcha zachrusoy lenakfusoy. Maybe, although it's being matomayim like in a keva, it's really a zachar, and it has the aver of the zachar. It was just nefach, and as a result, the urine is coming b'mokim out, b'mokim nekeva. But really, it could be it's a zachar. L'may nafkimina, if you had a tumtum that's matal mayim b'mokim nakfus, Do you have to treat it like a Safik Bechar? Or do you not have to treat it like a Safik Bechar? The Chachamim held, you would have to treat it like a Safik Bechar. That's why the Chachamim said, Adroiginus ain't Kedusha Chal Olav. But a Tumtum would have Kedusha. What do you mean the Tumtum you always have to treat it as a Safik? Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, I'm Reb Shimon, going back to the Braisa, he said, what do you mean the and you mean a Tumtum? I thought a Tumtum is always a Safik. No, Achav in my skin, where it's being Makal Mayim, be Makal Nakvus. He's not concerned. Shema Nefchaz Achrusoy Lenakvusoy. And as a result, the halacha is, it's going to be completely excluded. So the reason the tumtum is excluded is not because the tumtum is a very bifnei atzmai, but rather, hocha b'mayaskinon, we're making it aikimta. The aikimta is, it was makum, matul mayim b'makum nakfus, and bikke hai gavna, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda holds, we treat it like a vada in a cave. It says the Gemara, there's precedence for this idea, that there's a way to determine whether an animal is a zachar and a keva when it's a tumtum based on the way it's matal mind. How do you rabbi laws? Behema, matal mind, b'makam nakvus, chulin. A behema, that's a tumtum. That's matal mind, b'makam nakvus. We treat as if it's chulin, which is Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Shita, Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza said this halacha. And toy by Rabbi Yechon, Yechon was Rabbi Loza's rabbi. And Rabbi Yechon said, man, the lechosh, the Tana Kamel Rabbi Shimon. Who's this? What, Rabbi Loza? You don't hold like the Tana Kamel Rabbi Shmuel? Meaning, the Tana Kamel Rabbi Shmuel both said in the Mishnah that a tumtum you always have to treat as a Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva. Rabbi Loza walks into Beis Medrash and he says, not so fast. Not true. It could be sometimes a behemoth that's a tumtum would be Chulin Gomer. When would it be Chulin Gomer? If it's Matumayim B'makim Nakvos. Now, the Tana Kamel in our Mishnah and Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah never said anything about that. I mean that they never said anything about that. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan was very bothered. L'chayra, Rabbi Loza's chiddush is not like the Tana Kama and Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Ulema, Rabbi Yochanan nami man d'loichosh l'rabbonim basroi. Why did Rabbi Yochanan only say that Rabbi Loza is not like the first two sheetahs of our Mishnah? The Chayyim Rabbi Yechonon should have said that it's not like the third sheet of our Mishnah either. Dam Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda is a machlekes by Joyginis. Aval Tumtum Divrei Hakol Sfeiko. Didn't Rav Chizda say that the Chamon weren't even being mice of anything in Tumtum? The Chamon were just being mice of an Adjoyginis. So whatever the Tanakam Rabbi Shmuel held regarding Tumtum, the Chamon also held regarding Tumtum. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yechonon lay sphere later Rav Chizda. Rabbi Yechonon didn't hold like Rav Chizda. Fakir, he held that the Chachamim who are arguing even be Tumtum, and as a result, Rabbi Lazar's halacha that a tumtum is ein ba kedusha klal, it's yotzei lechulin, is only a contradiction. It's only not like the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yishmol in the Mishnah, but it's not like the Chachamim in the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, then why was Rabbi Yochanan bothered? I lo yisfirale. If Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold like Rav Chizda, so lema huda amik rabban basrai. So what's wrong with Rabbi Loza said? All Rabbi Loza was really doing was being machriya like the Chachamim in our Mishnah, like the third Shita. So the Gemara says, you're right, Rabbi Yochanan knew that. He said, hachi nami kamar. What was bothering him was not where Rabbi Loza come up with this from. What was bothering him is that he's not like the first two Shitas, he's like the third Shita. Because man shavik treva avit kechad, who would paskin like the Yochid, the Makam, the Rabbim? You know, the Chachamim sound like they're the Rabbim. But two of the three Shitas seem to hold that a tumtum is always treated like a safik. It's only in the Chachamim that there's a Pesach that maybe a tumtum could be ein b'kedusha klal. How so? Either it's a very b'fnei atzmai, or where it's matum mayim b'makom nakvus. But the point is, Rabbi Yochanan felt that Rabbi Loza is going like the one, not like the two, and that's what bothered him. So, Rabbi Loza commands to suffer. Who does Rabbi Loza hold like at the end of the day? Ki adam reish shlokish. Shlokish said, "Lo yamur tumtum safik ela ba'adam. Hayil v'zachrus of nakvus b'makom echad." It's only true by an adam because the makom of the zachrus and the nakvus, the makom of where the Zohar and the Keva will urinate is in the same area. And being that it's in the same area, there's no way to do this test to determine whether it's really a Zohar and a Keva. Abba Behema, there's a way to know. Matul Mayim B'Mokum Zachar Zohar, Matul Mayim B'Mokum Nakvus Nekeva. And Rabbi Loza held like that, meaning Rabbi Loza knew a Tumtum is really a Safik Zohar, Safik Nekeva. He was never saying that it's a Beria B'Fnei Atzmai. Rabbi Loza just knew what Rabbi Loi said on the top of the Yomit, what Rish Lakish just said here in the middle of the Yomit. And that is, although by an Adam there's no way to ever be Machriya without somehow doing the surgery or uncovering that, there'd be no way to know Zohar and Nekeva. That's true for an Adam. By a Behema, there is a way to know. The way to know is by being matul mayim. Not everybody agrees with this, because there is a shita, as we saw earlier, the Gemara is going to continue to discuss, that holds that even though the animal is being matul mayim, but makom nakfus, maybe it's a zachar, and maybe it was nefach
the Zachros to the Mokum Nakvas. If it's Matomai be Mokum Zachros for sure, Zachar. But where it's Matomai be Mokum Nakvas, that seemed to be something that's not so partial. And that is what the Gemara is going to ask. Again, it's the same Svaras that keep on repeating themselves in different contexts. Maskev for Rabbi Yeshia, but Eichashem and Nefchaz, Zachrus, and Lenakvus, Rish Lakish, which is also Rabbi La, which is also Rabbi Lazar. A few Amayuram and this Sugi, same the same Svara, that there's an easy way to know whether a Tumtum is a Zachar and a Keva. Why? Just because it's Matomai be Mokum Nakvas, maybe it's Nefchaz, Zachrus, and again, if it's Matumai b'Mokum Zachros, granted. But if it's Matumai b'Mokum Nakfus, maybe it's a Lezachar or Malay. So after Rav Yishi asked the Kasha, the Chachamim told Rav Yishi, who are you asking like? Come on, Grand Mayor, the Chayish Lemiyuta. That's not such a real tzad. What you think? Maybe the Zachros was Nefach b'Mokum Nakfus. So how could you, for example, in the context of Bechar, tell me that this animal for sure has no Kedushas Bechar because it's a Vada in a cave, maybe it's a Zachar. And maybe it was Nefach Zachrusoy v'Nakfusoy. Come on, Grand Mayor. But the Gemara says Abaye Barabin, Rabbi Chananya Barabin, Dami Chavayu, Abaye Barabin, and Rabbi Chananya Barabin. I think they were brothers. Both said, "Afilu Teimer Rabbanon, Hoyil V'Ishtani, Ishtani." It's true. The Chum usually argue with Rabbi Meir. But over here, this is clearly a very unusual situation. The fact that the animals are tumtum is unusual. Once we find one unusual thing, it's a reyeso in things being regular with this animal. And now you could assume Shema Nefcha Zachrus Lerakvus. Meaning ordinarily you would say, what are the statistical chances that something like that would happen? Abimredendach here for Miyuta de Miyuta. What are the statistical chances that this animal would be a tumtum? No. So once it's a tumtum, maybe already it was Nefcha Zachrus Lerakvus. And the Gemara says, Istamri Dishtani, Istamri Lo Yishtani. Some held it at Svara, some didn't hold it at Svara. And it's in that Nekuda that this whole aforementioned sugya hinges. Meaning an interesting idea. Rav Meir, we know in Shas is Chayish Lemiyuta. The Chachamim go Baseroi, they're not Chayish Lemiyuta. What would be in the event where there's already a Ishtanus? Maybe here the Chachamim would agree that you should be Chayish Lemiyuta. And an interesting, albeit abstract, manifestation of that shaila is the sugya that we just learned. We have a tumtum. It's matal mayim b'makum nakvus. There were those that held it's a vada and a keva. There were others that held maybe it's a zachar. B'shem nefcha zachrusin l'nakvusay. Now, what's the chances that that happened? Small. In other words, yichayish l'miyuta. Chomon yichayish l'miyuta. But it says, no. There's a svar of hayol shnani yishtani. Okay, is that a svar? Some say yeah, some say no. That's the shakh levitai of everything that we just discussed. So, the Gemara, we're not finished. Yishtani v'le yishtani tanoi hilukhur. At first glance, it would seem that this shayla of whether you say yishtani, you don't say yishtani, is a machloikis tanoi. The tanyo, we learned in a braiso, tumtum shekidesh, or tumtum that was mekadesh in isha. So he's a Safik Zohar, Safik Nekeva. He was Mekadesh and Isha. Kiddush of Kiddushin. The Kiddushin's Chav. Maybe he's a Zohar. Niskadesh, if a Tumtum accepted Kiddushin from a man, Kiddush of Kiddushin, because maybe he's in a Keva. So maybe the Kiddushin's Chav. Additionally, the Chaylets, he has to do Chalitza Misafik. So if his Esh Asach falls to him, on the Tzad he's a Zohar, the Zika, so you'd have to do Chalitza. On the Tzad Nekeva not, but Misafik, yeah. Additionally, the Chalitza Lishtai. If he was married and he died, there were no children, that's for sure. So what's the halacha? You would have to do chalitza to his wife. Umiyabnin le'ishtai. You could do yibum to his wife as well. But Tanya Yiduk learned in another braisa, ish es tumtum, chaylet says, v'leim yisi ha-bemes, that if a tumtum was married, he dies, b'loi banin. So the halacha is that his brother is chaylet says, v'leim yisi ha-bemes, can't do yibum. In other words, we have a machlekes between two braises, whether a tumtum who is married, dies, b'loi banin, he has a brother. Could the brother do yibum or not? Chalitza for sure. The question is, what about yibum? The first braisa says, v'choltzim le'ishtoi u'miyabnim le'ishtoi. The second braisa, the Tanya Iduch said, chayletzes v'loy misi abem. Zok the Gemara, savrua, this is where Bechairis meets Yavamis. Savrua, the kuli amak rabbi akiva, the yama, we're going to learn Yavamis from here until the end of the yama. Siris chamo, loy chaylets, v'loy miyabem. Everybody's, the Gemara assumes, holds like rabbi akiva, who holds that a siris chamo is loy chaylets, loy miyabem. Siris chamo is somebody that was born with a condition, a specific condition. The point is he can't have children. And there's the Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, how that impacts the laws of Yevamis. Why should it impact the laws of Yevamis? It's very simple, because the whole concept of Yevamis is Lahakim La'achiv Zera. It's to perpetuate the memory of his deceased brother. If this deceased brother couldn't have children, so then what's the idea of going ahead now and doing what he wasn't able to do because his life was cut short, right? So there's no mokum for Yibum for someone that wasn't able to have children. So machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that a sris chama is loy chaylitz for him. He doesn't do chalitz or Yibum, and if he dies b'loy banim, his brother doesn't do chalitz or Yibum to the almana. Rabbi Eliezer argues. It's fair to assume that everybody, both of these brises hold like Rabbi Akiva, as opposed to Rabbi Eliezer. Why is it fair to assume that? Because Rabbi Eliezer is mi tamid be shamai. Rabbi Eliezer, we know, is shamuti. So of course, it's mistaber that everybody holds like Rabbi Akiva. If that's the case, what's the machlokes? What's the shaila if you could do Yibum to the almana of a tumtum? So the Gemara, my labba hakem ifgid. The man of mechilas v'chotz on the ishtoi. Umiyabem es ishtoi. The man that says you could do Yibum, it's because he holds le'am rino ha'il v'shtani ishtani. What's the problem? Why shouldn't you be able to do Yibum? In the event that the tumtum was a regular zachar, so it's a regular yibum. If the tumtum was an akeva, then there was no marriage anyways. There's no way shazach, so you have nothing to worry about. They were never married because he was an akeva. In the only sad maybe not to do yibum is because maybe it was a zachar and it was a sris chama. Okay, that's already a miut. And we're not chayish l'miyuta. But Zot Gemara, maybe not. Maybe over here we are going to be chayish l'miyuta. You know why? Because being that he's a tumtum, say hoyo vishnani yishtani. Just like we said in the previous sugya, hoyo vishnani yishtani. That a tumtum with chayish shem and nefcha zachrus l'nakvusay. And despite the fact that the chances of that being the case are not so reasonable. But maybe in this case, we're chayish l'miyuta. Hoyo vishnani yishtani. So tain is the Gemara. Maybe that's the beer over here. Everybody else like Rabbi Akiva that a sris chama doesn't do yibum. The shail is this question. Do you say hoyo vishnani yishtani or not? Every tumtum, maybe we have to be chayish that he's a sris chama, even though we're never chayish for that. Rav Meir is. But we the chachamim are never chayish for that. But maybe that's because you don't usually have to make such assumptions. But in the event of Hayol Vishnani, Zok to Gemara, again, innovating. My lab bahokim if we get the man, Mechilitz v'chotzen l'ishtami, Yadnes ishtoi, Leimrin Hayol Vishnani ishtani, Man Mechilitz v'chotzen l'ishtami, Emes Amin Hayol Vishnani ishtani. In other words, Leimah ketanoi, but the Gemara says like, Kuli Amin Hayol Vishnani ishtani. Maybe everybody holds you say, Hayol Vishnani ishtani. What then is the Machloikis? Ha Rebbe Eliezer, V'ha Rebbe Yakim. Machloikis is Hagufa. You hold like Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yakim. Maybe everybody holds Yishtani ishtani. And to the extent that a Sris Chama's wife you can't do Yibum with, you wouldn't be able to do Yibum. And that's the Braisa that says, what about the Braisa that says Miyabin is Ishtai? It's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds no such halach of Sris Chama. He can't be Miyabin his wife. There's no such halach. What are you worried about? The Tumtum? It's either a Zachar and a Kiv. There's no third possibility. Why not? Because even if it's a Saris, Sris Chama is not an issue. So the Gemara says, Umantana alibid Rabbi Akiva. So what's for sure coming out is that according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Braisa that says that you can't do Yibum to the wife of a Tumtum is going according to Rabbi Akiva, that holds that you can't be miyabim, the wife of a sris chama. Now, why are you worried all of a sudden for a sris chama? We're not chayish l'miyuta. So the svara would be, hayo v'shtani yishtani. Right, that's for sure. In both Pshatim and the Gemara, how to explain the apparent contradiction between the two braises. The braise that says that you can't do yibum with the wife of a tumtum is going to be based on a chashash of sris cham. The question is, what does the other braise hold? Does the other braise hold you're not worried because you don't say hoyo v'shtani yishtani? Or is the other braise going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds to moot point? Because you're allowed to do yibum to the wife of even a vadai sris cham. But the braise that says, just to be clear, that you can't do yibum to the wife of the tumtum for sure holds like Rabbi Akiva, and it's for sure based on the fact that you worried that maybe the tumtum was a sris chama, and it's for sure based on the svar of hayo v'shtani yishtani. And when the Gemara was doiche, the Gemara was just doiche that maybe that's not, maybe everybody holds hayo v'shtani yishtani. It's not muchach what the braisa that says you could do yibum to the wife of a saras holds, or the wife of a tumtum holds. But as it relates to the braisa that says that you cannot do yibum with the wife of a tumtum, it's for sure because the price is going like Rabbi Akiva, and in this case, Hoyo Vishtani Yishtani Wichayesh Fitzrisham. Stating that, the price also said you do Chalitza, which means this is not Rabbi Akiva 101, because Rabbi Akiva's Shita is that you don't do Yibum, or you don't do Chalitza to the wife of a Srisham either. Rabbi Akiva's Shita is no Chalitza and no Yibum. Now the Braisa again is for sure Rabbi Akiva, stating that the Braisa says you do chalitza. Says up the Gemara, Uman Tana Alibid Rabbi Akiva. Who's this Tana who clearly holds like Rabbi Akiva, but at the same time he's not quoting Shitas Rabbi Akiva verbatim. It's a modified Shitas Rabbi Akiva. He's saying that what you do is chalitza.
Talk to Gemara. Ilem Rabbi Yehuda. Is it Rabbi Yehuda? Havadai Sris Mashvile. I know it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Time we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Tumtum Shenikra. Venimza Zachar. Hareza Lo Yachloitz. Mevneishu Kesaris. Rabbi Kiva Shit. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that a Tumtum is considered a Vadai Saris, not a Suffolk Saris. He's a Vadai Saris. If he's a Vadai Saris, then what's the halacha according to Rabbi Akiva? You're not going to do even chalitza. Ella zoktigim a rabbi Rabbi Yehuda. It must be based with the time of the brayso. Rabbi Yehuda Omer tumtum lo yachloitz. A tumtum himself should not do chalitza. Talking about the tumtum being the chalitz. Shemi yikareya. Maybe the ear is going to tear. The yimtza sris chama, and you're going to find out that he's a sris chama. Freak the gemara. Ato called the mikra zochar nishtakach. Right? What did Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say? He said a tumtum shouldn't do chalitza. You know why? Because maybe he's a sris chama, and a sris chama, he clearly holds like Rabbi Kiva, can't do chalitza. As if to say, the only tzad that maybe the chalitza is not a good chalitza is a sris chama. Say better, maybe you'll be in a keva. Says the Gemara, Otu kol de mikra zocha meshtachat keva de meshtachat. The Gemara says, right, shemakom. Shemi yikorei v'yimtzu nekeva, inami zocha nami, shemi yimotzi sris chama. The bottom line is, all the Gemara is saying is that we said that according to Rabbi Akiva, we understand why you can't do yibum to the wife of a tumtum. Stating that, you do chalitza. So, if you ask the man on the street, what's he going to tell you? He says, no, I understand. It's because a tumtum, we're not sure what's going on. He may be a zachar, but on the tzad he's a zachar, he may also be a saris. So on the tzad he's a saris, he can't do yibum. On the tzad that he's not a saris, at the very least, you have to do chalitza. That's true. That's a good short answer. The problem is, the Gemara just said, not everybody holds that way. Because there is a shittas Rabbi Yehuda that holds that tumtum, on the tzad he's a zachar, is a vadei saris. And being that he's a vadei saris, not only would there not be yibum, there wouldn't be chalitza. Not everybody agrees with that. For example, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds not that way. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that it must be this b'raisa is Rabbi Akiva for sure, who holds that a sris chama is excluded from yibum and chalitza. But it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, libid Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, libid Rabbi Akiva. That's what the Gemara basically says. Says the Gemara, my binayu. What's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Rabbi Akiva? Now, at first glance, it's not clear what the Gemara's question is. My benaya, we just said the nafkamina. The nafkamina is if a tumtum was married and then he died for loibanim, does his brother have to do chalitza? He zicha can't do yibum, but yeah, chalitza, no chalitza. We just said that's the machloikis. Rabbi Yosef with the chup. Rashi asks this kasha in one line. It's the last Rashi in the Amid. Rashi says, "My beinayu bein Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef betumtum shemeis achiv." Right. Avada Rashi knew, or the Gemara knew, that if the tumtum is the one that died, there would be an afkamina. The Gemara wants to know: is there an afkamina if someone who was not a tumtum died, left over a wife and a brother who's a tumtum? Is it going to play out an afkamina lalocha between Rabbi Yehuda libid Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda libid Rabbi Akiva as it relates to the tumtum himself, his ability to do yibum v'chalitza? The Gemara says, yeah, two nafkaminas. Amar Rava. Rava said, lifso b'makim achim. Number one, what would be if he went ahead now and he did chalitza? So would he mess up his brothers or would he not mess up his brothers? The halacha is that once one of the brothers does chalitza, no one's allowed to marry this woman anymore. So not only her, even the tzores, you get involved with all these different halachas. But the point is, you can't, once one, machlekes Rabbi Yechon Ishlokish, in the beginning, the first parak, not right in the beginning, but the first parak, the end of winter's man already. But it's in the first parak, anyways, of Mesechtes, from a Dafyemi perspective, it's in the beginning of Yevamos. From a first Seder perspective, it's the end of Yevamos. I think it's Dafyud. But but either way, a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Ishlokish. So the question is, if you hold that he's a vadai sris chama, so his chalitza is nothing. If his chalitza is nothing, just because this tumtum did chalitza, it's not going to mess up the other brothers from doing yibum, chalitza, whatever. The other brothers are not going to have an issue. As it relates, however, if it's a sofik, then he's sofik. No brother's going to be able to do yibum. Another nafkimin is v'lachlis shloi b'makam achim b'gemenai. What if he's the only brother? There is no other brother. It's just him. So does he have to do something? And if he doesn't, she's going to be a yavom l'shuk? Or does he not have to do anything? Exhale. Hadrin Allah al elu mumim. So just to end the daf with one ha'ara as it relates to tumtum va'adroiginess. Okay, the sugi of tumtum va'adroiginess is very, very fast. We saw here three shitas and a Rav Chisda and different ideas as it relates to tumtum va'adroiginess in the context of behema. Now the truth is the sugis of tumtum and adroiginess with regards to behema definitely cross with the sugyas of tumtum and adroiginess as relates to an adam. We're learning yevamos. There's no yevamos by behemoth. So obviously we're talking about yibum and chalitza and tumtum and the Gemara discussed, could a tumtum get married? So there's different ideas that in our sugya that's discussing tumtum and adroiginess that the Gemara borrowed, the Gemara
cut and pasted and applied from the sugis of Tumtum Vadroiganus that deal with human Tumtum Vadroiganus as opposed to behemoth. Stating that, just one ha'ara as it relates to what is the bottom line, halacha l'maisa, when it comes to Tumtum Vadroiganus. And again, it sounds like from the sugi that we just learned that everybody would agree, that seems to for sure be the maskana sangamara, that a tumtum is a safik zacha, safik mekayim. So this relates to the halachas of Bechayr. If an animal gives birth to a tumtum, we have no idea. We don't know if it's a zacha, we don't know if it's an akeva. There seems to be one way to be mavar. Go take a look how it's matamai. But that only works for behemoth, that doesn't even work for another. Rish Lakish said it very clearly. He said, hani mili ba'adam, where we're left with a safik. But by behemoth, being that the Mokoim where the Zohar urinates and the Mokoim within the Kevi urinates are not the Mokoim Echot, Lashon HaGemara. So it's for that reason, maybe there's an Eitz. If it urinates like a Zohar, he's for sure a Zohar. Urinates like an Akeva, that's already a Shaila, Chashinim Lemiyuta, Hayol Ishtani Ishtani. That was the second half, the intense part of the Da. But regardless, as it relates to Tumtum, there seems to be no Shaila. Everybody agrees that a Tumtum is not a Beria Bifnei Atzmai. It's either a Zohar or an Akeva. We simply don't know. But if we somehow had a giloy as to whether it's a zachar or a keva, then it would be either a zachar. It's either a zachar or a keva. The suffix is on our level. We just have no idea what exactly the situation is. That's as it relates to a zachar, as it relates to a tum, as it relates to an adragin is. So that's already more complicated. There were three shitas in the Mishnah. There were three shitas in the Braisa. In the Mishnah, the first two shitas seem to hold that an adragin is also viewed as a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva, despite the fact that the metzias is different. It has positive simonim of a zachar, positive simonim of a keva, but at the end of the day, as it relates to the bottom line, it's a safek. The chamim with the third sheet, the chamim held, and no, an adroiginess is a beria bifnei atzma. And it was a tremendous nafkamina in halacha. The nafkamina was, if an animal gives birth to a firstborn adroiginess, do you have to look at it as a safek zachar? On some level, give it kedushas bechar? You have to wait till it gets a mum, even after it has a mum to be in this gizav. I don't know, it's beria bifnei atzma. Hazachar is lemu'utei nekeva, hazachar is also lemu'utei the adroiginess. So the first two shitas hell, yeah, you have to give it on some level kedushas bechar. The third shita, the chachamim shita, was that we look at it as a beriyah bifnei atzma. Then the Gemara brought a brisa on daf mem beis amud aleph, where the brisa there too had three shitas, and there two of the three shitas held that adroiginess is a beriyah bifnei atzma. In fact, those two shitas were so similar that the Gemara didn't even know what the machloikis was. It's a nuance in tumtum where it's matumai b'makom nekevim. Are you concerned shema nefcha zachrusa in lenatvusa? So again, it's one of the three shitas of the Mishnah. It's two of the three shitas in the brisa that an adroiginess is different fundamentally than a tumtum, not only in the Metzius, but in the halacha, in that we don't view it as safik zocha, safik nekeva, as much as we view it as a beria bifnei atzma. So what's the bottom line in the Shita Sarama? That is a very, very open-ended question. And the emes is, the Rambam Shita is so complicated because the sugis of Tumtum and Adroigin span almost every single halacha in the Torah. And there's Rambam after Rambam after Rambam. It's very, very confusing. Just going to speak out one kasha, the Lechem Mishnah's kasha. The Lechem Mishnah's kasha is in Hilchas Ishus, it's Perik Dalit, and the Lechem Mishnah, really, it's a long Lechem Mishnah, but we'll just be marchiv a little bit with some Marim Mekoymas, but the Ikur Kasha that we're going to speak out now is the Lechem Mishnah's Kasha. That is, the Rambam in Hilchas Bechayris, on our Gemara right here, was Machriya. He was Machriya between the Tanakama, Rabbi Yishmael, and the Chachamim, in the Mishnah, and he was Machriya between Rabbi Yishmael, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa. Okay, so what is the Rambam hold? A little suspense. Says the Rambam, Bechor is Perik Beis Alachah Hei. Bechor shu adroiginess, a Bechor that's an adroiginess, ein bei kedusha klal, has zero kedusha. Vareyu kin akeva, she ein bei l'koyen klal. We look at it as like an akeva, the koyen gets nothing. Va'oivdim bei. It's treated like chulin. No, a tumtum. What if it was a tumtum? Areyu safik b'char. It's a safik. You have to wait until it gets a mum. After it gets a mum, then the bialim is going to be allowed to eat it. Bein shehit domayim b'mokum zachrus. Bein shehit domayim b'mokum nakvus. The Rambam didn't paskin like this halacha of maybe if it was not domayim b'mokum nakvus, it would be different. It makes no difference. But we're going to focus on the adroiginous part of the Rambam. It says the Rambam, a b'char, that's an adroiginous, his name by Kedusha Klal. Hareyu kin nekeva, shem elokayin klot. What if it's a tumtum? A tumtum, you have to treat like a safik zach, a safik nekeva. Who's the Rambam basking like? Like the Chacham in Basroi in our Mishnah, the third sheet in the Mishnah, and like the second and third sheet is in the Braisa that the Gemara brought in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. In other words, the Rambam sheet is that an adroiginess is a beria bifnei atzma. He said it only by adroiginess, he didn't say it by a tumtum. That was Rav Chisda. That was the first part of the Daf. That the whole sheet is a Chachamim, machloik is by adroiginess. Avo betumtum divi akol sveiko. A
Okay, so Rambam knew Rav Chisda's memra. Divri HaKol Sveiku, that's not up for debate. The only shaila is where it's Matom Mayim B'Makom Nagbas. Okay. But as it relates to Adroiginus, there it's a big Machloikis Tanon, and the Rambam Shita is B'char Shu Adroiginus Ein Bay Kedusha Klal. Vareu Kinekeva Shein Bay L'Koyim Klal. So whereas the Tumtum is always a Sofik Zohar, Sofik Nekeva, the Adroiginus is not a Sofik Zohar, Sofik Nekeva. That's incorrect in the Rambam's world. The Rambam held that an Adroiginus is a Beria B'Fnei Atzmai, not a Sofik what it is, but rather a Beria B'Fnei Atzmai. The truth is that it's mashma this way as well in the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Beis Halacha Beis. The Rambam over there is discussing the laws of Shofar. Kol mi she'enei chayev bedover, enei moitzi as achayev yedei chayvasa. L'vichach isha ikotan shatako b'shofar, ha'shemeh melayotza. Being that an isha and a katan are both potter from mitzvah Shofar. Isha's potter because it's a mitzvah sasech as mangarom. A katan's potter because he's not chayev in mitzvahs. They, respectively, cannot be moitzi and ish with the mitzvah Shofar. Says the Rambam, adroiginis, moitzi es minoi, the ene moitzi es she'ene minoi. An adroiginis can be moitzi another adroiginis. But an adroiginis cannot be moitzi a zoch tumtum, ene moitzi lo yes minoi, velo yes she'ene minoi. So says the Rambam, can an adroiginis be a baltikeia? Could a tumtum be a baltikeia? So Rambam says it depends. An adroiginis could be a baltikeia for other adroiginises. But a tumtum no, ene moitzi lo yes minoi, velo yes she'ene minoi. Zoch the magimisha, what's poshpshan in this Rambam? Says the Rambam is gevaldik. A tumtum can't be moitzi. You know why? Because a tumtum is always a sofik zacha sofik nekeva. So let's say one tumtum is going to be moitzi another tumtum. Maybe the baal tekeya tumtum is a nekeva, and the shemeya is a zacha. As the Rambam just said, a nekeva can't be moitzi a zacha. So as a result, a tumtum can't be moitzi because each tumtum is a sofik. You don't know who you are. So if they were for sure nek both zachers, then of course it'd be good. If they're both nekevas, it would be good. The problem is maybe the one blowing is a nekeva and the one listening is a zacha, and as a result, it's not going to work. But that's only by a tumtum. And adroiginus says the Rambam moitzi es minoi. For sure, they might see another adroiginus. What's the pshat? I thought it's a suffix. Says the Magen Mishnah, Rabbeinu Pasak Divrei Yoimer Beria Bifnei Atzmahu. V'chein Pasku B'Halach Hisham. The Rambam passing this way in other places. The point is, the Rambam Shita is that it's a Beria Bifnei Atzmahu. It's a new Beria, and they're the same Beria. So they're the same Beria. Why can't one be might to the other? Whatever the chiyuvim of this Beria is, they're both identical. So if they both have to hear Shofar, okay, so then they can be moitzi each other. And if they both don't have to hear Shofar, so then this is a moot point anyways. We have nothing to worry about. So Mamana Shach, that is saying, tumtum, each tumtum is a sofik zacha, sofik keva. So how can one be moitzi the other? You don't know what this one is, you don't know what the other one is. But as relates to what a dragon is, whatever one is, the other one is. Because Beria Bifnei Atzmahu. So we have the Rambam in Hilchos Bechoyres, Perek Beis, Halacha Hei. And we have the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the way the Magen Mishnah explained it. Stating that, there's so many Rambams that seem to say not this way. The Rambam in Hilchis Ishus Perik Beis Halacha Chav Dalet Mishi Yeshloi Evore Zachros the Evore Nakvos. Someone that has the Evorim of Zohar and the Evorim of Nekeva. Hu Anikra Adroiginus. That's Adroiginus. Vu Sofik im Zohar im Nekeva. It's a suffix if it's a zacher and a keva. And there's no way to ever reconcile the suffix. We don't know. You can always blab with a suffix. Someone that has no zachris or nakvus that we could see, rather that irius atum who anikra tumtum. The gam who suffix. He's also a suffix. The im nikra had tumtum benimtza zacher areu kazachavad. The nimtza in a keva areu kin a keva. I mean, the only difference between the adroiginus and the tumtum is impossible to be mavar. In the adroiginus, you'll never be able to mavar. In the tumtum, you will be able to mavar. Says the Rambam, gishmak the tumtum adroiginus. When do they become bar mitzvah? Or bat mitzvah. So the Rambam says, "Ayu ben shtei masrei shana v'yemechem." They turn 12 years old. Hareim becheskus gedolim veheim shenedaber hem chomokim. And wherever I'm going to tell you halach is about a tumtum and adroiginus, I mean a 12-year-old tumtum and adroiginus. What's the pshat? Says the Magen Mishnah, being that the Rambam said he's not sure, or we don't know whether the tumtum and adroiginus is a zocher and a keva. So maybe a zocher, maybe the keva. If zocher, bar mitzvah. If nekeva, bas mitzvah. L'chumra. Bas mitzvah, 12 years old. So the Rambam, paskin, misofik, that you have to go to chumrah, and they become bar mitzvah. But the Rambam seems to say that an adroiginus is a sofik. Sofik zach. In fact, the Rambam mamish puts the adroiginus and the tumtum together, the way they're put together throughout Shas. The Rambam says the only difference is, could you be mevar? He says the adroiginus, there's no way. You'll never be able to be mevar. As it relates to the tumtum, the Rambam says, no, over there, it's something that you will be able to be mevar. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah
Perik Yud Beis Halacha Dalet. So the context over there, even though this is tucked away, but the context is, I'm speaking very, very generally. Kol mitzvahs loisa seisha b'toyra. Echad noshim, vechad noshim chayofim. Chutz mi bal takif, u bal tashchis, u bal yitami koyim lomes. Vechol mitzvahs seisha mizman lizman. Also known as a mitzvah seish as mangeromo, the inner tidiro, noshim petura, schutz, mikidash ayoyim, vachilas matzapalil pesach, vachilas pesach, vachitosi, vachak, shanosh mechayovas. This is kedushin daf chavtes, etc., etc. Either way, says the Rambam that a man is chayiv in everything. What about a woman? So she's chayiv in all loisaseis, and she's also chayiv in mitzvah sasei, she'in as mangeromo, with some exceptions. Says the Rambam, tumtum vadroigen is, harehin sofek. They're sofek. We don't know if they're zachar. We don't know if they're in a cave. Therefore, noisnin aleim chumrei ha'ish, the chumrei ha'isha b'chol makoyim. So you want to know, what is an androgynous chayivin? What's a tumtum chayivin? The truth? We're not really sure. Because sofek zachar, sofek nekeva. So says the Rambam, every single time you sit down and you learn a sugya, when it comes time to discuss the tumtum and androgynous, like the Mechas Chinuch often does at the end of his mitzvahs, so you have to always give it to chumrei above. Michumra, you always have to look at him as a zacher, he'll be chayiv in a bunch of mitzvahs. Luchumri's in a keva, for example, comes bas mitzvah when he or she is 12, like we just saw the Rambam and Hilchas Ishus. But again, the Rambam seems to be putting the tumtum and the adroigenus together and saying with regards to both that we're always going to view them as safik zacher, safik nekeva, a very similar Rambam. This Rambam is in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, Hilchis Mitame Mishkov Moshe. The context is the Rambam is discussing the halachas of Zov and Zovah. And even though Zov and Zovah are very similar, but the Simani Tuma of a Zov and the Simani Tuma of a Zovah are different. And the Rambam discusses what the Simani are for a Zov and what they are for a Zov. And then the Rambam says, Tum Tum Vajroiginis, Noisnin Aleim Chumrei Ha'ish, the Chumrei Ha'isha. You give them both Chumres. Mitama Beloibin, that's a Simon Tuma Ke'ish. Uba'oidin Ke'isha. Vitumasa Mesafik. And it's always going to be a Safik. Lefichach, ain't sorry for an aleim shuma v'kachim. Ve'in chayovin aleim, al tumas miktish v'kachim. It's the Rambam l'shitasa. It's the same Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The Rambam said when it comes to what he can or cannot do, it's a Safik. We're not sure. And as a result, chumra ish, chumra ish. When it comes to tumma, it's the same Rambam in terms of tumma v'tahir. We're not sure. Does he have the simani tumma of a Zav or the simani tumma of a Zava? It's a Safik. Therefore, Chumrei Shneim. At the same time, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav Michumrei, you're not going to bring Karban. You're going to have to apply all the different halachas of Chumrei. Another Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchis Chagiga. It's Perek Beis. The Rambam says that we know there's a mitzvah to be Oyla Regal. Only a man has the mitzvah to be Oyla Regal. A woman doesn't have the mitzvah to be Oyla Regal. Says the Rambam, what about a tumtum and adroigen is pturim? They're part of Oyla Regal. The bnei shein sofik isha. Rambam says, because they're a sofik isha. The Rambam says clearly, because we're not sure if they're a zachar or if they're a kevi. So you're going to tell me, what do you mean? Misafik, you should go ahead and do it. So it's really Tosfos kash and chagig daft alam and aleph. And Tosfos says, because on the tzad, zachar, you have to be Oyla Regal and you have to bring a carbon. Lo yiro panei rekam. On the tzad, nekeva, you can't bring a carbon. Because it's chulam azara, so memeila misafi you're going to end up being excluded. But the Rambam's talking about a tumtum and an adroigenus, and the Rambam says safik. Just one more Rambam, we can manage to do this all morning. But one more Rambam, and that is the Rambam is again in Hilchas Ishus. It's Perek Dalet Halachi Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam tumtum vadroigenus shekitchu isha a tumtum or an adroigenus that was makadosh an isha isha kitch an ish or an ish was makadosh them. Harei elu kedushay safik v'tzrichim get me safik. In both cases, it's kedushay safik v'tzrichim get me safik. Again, the Rambam seems to be saying again and again and again that in a tumtum and an adroigenus we view as a suffix. So what's the kasha? The Rambam in Hilchos Bechayrus, Perek Beis, Halacha He said that a behema, tahira, that gives birth to a bechor, that's an adroigenus. Ein bo kedusha klal. You could be goizez it. You could do avoida with it. Harei hen kechulin gemurin l'chol dov. Like the chachamim basroi in our Mishnah and like the chachamim Rab Shem Yehudin the name Rab Shem Yehoi in the breast. Because he holds that an adroigenus is a beryub, not a sofik zacher, sofik nekeva. It's a third type of gender. It's a beryub bifnei atzmai. That's the Rambam Shita. And the Rambam, l'shitasa in hilcha shoifa, the way the Magnish explained it, said an adroigenus could be moitzi an adroigenus. Because they're both the same thing. They're not each sveikos.
They're both Beria Bifnei Atzma. It's the Lashon of the Magid Mishnah. And a Meria Bifnei Atzma could be Moitzah the same other Beria Bifnei Atzma. Yet you have Rambam after Rambam after Rambam, generally in the beginning of Hilchos Yishus, Perek Beis. And then when he talks about which Yisurim he's Chayven, what type of Tumah he has, and then some of the more nitty gritty applications with regards to Eilis Riyah, with regards to Kiribim Mekadosh Nisha, and again, V'chulu, 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 where in each of these cases he seems to be treating him as a Sofik Zacha, Sofik Nekeva. So is he a Beria Bifnei Atzma, or is he a Safik Zacha, Safik Nekeva? V'yesh Liyashev. I'm not saying this is Tzorich in Gadol, but it's Lechem Mishnah's Kasha. This Kasha is Lechem Mishnah's Kasha, and Hilchos Yishus, Perek Dalet, Halach Yud Aleph, Ayin Shom Ba'arichos, and Ba'arichos in the Achroim. Mechas Chinuch talks a little bit about this. He brings this Lechem Mishnah's Kasha right in the beginning of Mitzvah Puru Revu, right in the beginning of Mitzvah Aleph. It's just g'day to mention the Bach's Kasha. The Bach is in Hilchos Milos, in Siman Reish Samechei. The context over there is Bris Milo for an Adroigenes. Yes, Simoni Zachros. So L'chari, you have to do Bris Milo. That's for sure. The question is his Milo Deicha Shabbos? No, because it's only a suffix. Could you make a bracha? Lachnisa bevrisa shel Avram Avinu? No, it's only a suffix. Suffix brachas, you always go lahakal. You can't necessarily make a bracha. So the Torah over there, paskins, that being that an adroigenes is a suffix, zacha, suffix in the keva, since for that reason, you have to treat it like a suffix. The Bach brings seven other places with the Torah paskins that an adroigenes is a suffix, zacha, suffix in the keva. The problem is, the Bach has one other Torah. The Torah is in Eben Ezesim and Memdalid. And over there, the Torah paskin that an adroigenes is a Vadai Zohar, and we're going to end with this. And he asks his Akasha, an Adroigenes is a Vadai Zohar? Interesting. But more so, it's the Chastir and Rambam. It's a Stir and Tor. Because I have eight Tors where the Tor treated him always as a suffix, the Bach's Kasha, at one place that he treated like an Adroigenes. It's just kedai to mention that Shita Sator is brought down la Halacha by the Ramah in Eben Ezra Simon Memdala. We'll end with this. The context over there is Tumtum Vadroigenes. If they're Mekadosh and Isha, or someone's Mekadosh them, you need to get me Safik. We saw it a little bit in today's daf. We just read the Rambam, that's where that Lechem Mishnah is, and Perek Dal Alach Yud Aleph in El Chazisha. Zok the Rambam, V'yesha Oymrim, the Adroigenes Vaday Zohar. Then Adroigenes is a Vaday Zohar, parentheses, Tor B'Shem Atoisviz V'Harash. So we have a seemingly stira in the Rambam Shita, and in the Tor Shita as well. Lechem Mishnah is the one who was very bothered with the Shita Sarah. The Bach was very bothered with the Shita Sator, and a fascinating Ramah in Simon Memdal and Eben Ezer that an Adroigen is not a Sofik Zocha, Sofik Nekeva, it's not a Beria Bifnei Atzmoy, but it's a Vaday Zocha. So it could be Mekadosh and Isha, but an Ish cannot be Mekadosh it. We'll have to cut it short here.